everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship. And again, we're going to do some special healing on the Light Ship tonight. Today is Saturday, and it's Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. So we had a lot of requests from people to actually go to the Light Ship first. That way they can comment on the VBS Fast Chat or even call in near the end of the program to talk about their wonderful healing that they've received going to the Light Ship. So we'll be doing that in about a few minutes here. So if you haven't been on the Light Ship before, this is a wonderful experience for you. You may have instant recall of the light beam, seeing them. This is not UFO-based. This is creation energy that you're going to be going to, just like Jesus did 2,000 years ago. So don't be afraid of going to some type of strange UFO or alien spacecraft, because this is not the same particular type of venue. This is true creation energy here to help you for ascension. So we'll do some empathy clearing here for about the next minute, and then we'll go to the Light Ship. So here we go. Sit back and relax. You may feel these energies leave you. These are emotional bodies of people who passed on. And tomorrow we're having a special 8-hour conference call where we can get more of these emotional bodies, which you may want to call ghosts. This is how we get possessed by these emotional bodies, and we'll be getting a lot of these taken out of us. So if you're interested in having that experience to become more of who you are and not being controlled with mind chatter and things talking to you inside of your head, then this is the call that you may want to be on. So here we go. We're taking some of these out of you now, and there's more coming out. And we'll energize the light beam. So, again, if you wish to scroll down on the Creation Light Ship page on BBS Radio, Creation Light Ship Healing, just click on it. Scroll down about an inch or so on your scroll bar, and you're going to see a wonderful light beam there. She'll be energized right now. Then we'll be going to the light ship. So here we go. Taking a little more of these entities from you. Now, this allows you to become more fully conscious. And here we go. They're coming out. I energize the light beam right now. Then we'll go to the light ship. Okay. Going to bring more of your spirit into your body. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, here we go. This part will not work on the archives as we go to the Creation Light Ship for healing. The other healings during this program will work, but this will not because of alien abductions from people. So, here we go. Sit back and relax. If you have any animals or pets you want to bring with, you can. And we're going up right now. And I'll just count to 5 so you can actually feel the energy change around your body. As you get connected to the light ship, remember you're brought back and forth continuously because you're actually here too and you're there at the same time when you're not here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now around the light ship, we're going to go into the first room. And a lot of people have pain in their body, so we'll go into the pain release room. And we're being actually counseled at the same time. We're in many rooms at one time. And the light beams are talking with us now. They bring and take on physical form for the next incarnation. So they haven't left the light ship yet. They're still pure divine energies, but they will take on a physical life form as you may see them. So we're going into the pain release room. We're going to bring in the energy to help release some of this pain from you. And I'll count to 10 as it comes into you. And you may feel your body getting very relaxed, and you might feel some pain leave you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just kind of feel this nice energy. It's very soft, very smooth, non-invasive. And you may want to just request a healing. We're going into another location. We're going to go into the room where they have the amethyst crystal shield. And we're going into that room now. We'll bring in the amethyst energy. Here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, just sit back, relax. You're going to feel this crystal energy all around you. And here we go. Again, if you have any concerns about healing, just request it inside of your head. You know, you can ask inside of your heart. We're used to using mind energy here. So, again, just request your healing. You should start to feel yourself being more heart-centered right now as a light ship is bringing this divine energy all around you. We're going into another room. We're going to go into the waterfall room. This is where they have the golden water. And these little raindrops are going to be going through your whole energetic system of your body. Here comes the gold energy. And I'll count to 10 again as it comes in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, just feel the energy around you. Maybe I would actually see the light beams as they connect with you. Do their wonderful healing. This is all heart-based energy, divine energy working through you, around you. Your spirit is also having a healing during this process here. So I'll put the music on so you can actually feel the energy. Just kind of sit back, relax. And you can bring the light beam up on your monitor screen if you wish. You actually see or change energies from each room that we're in here. Light ship, there's all different types of beings there. Like I said, this is the original incarnation, and they're taking on this incarnation physical body that they'll be going to after they leave the light ship. So we're coming now to another room, and this is a lot of people's favorites on the conference call, and we're going to go into the room where they have the large bumblebees. And here they are, and we're going to be having this energy come down to us here so we can actually feel it. Here comes the bumblebees. So I'll count to 5 again. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Room where they can help us to release some energy that's inside of our mouth, maybe gum infection. Maybe we have a tooth problem, so they'll be working inside of our mouth. You might feel your tongue exchange energy. You might feel your sinuses also be worked on. So here we go. Again, request your healing. Now we're going to be working with our muscles. If you have any concerns there, request a healing. Maybe you might have a stiff back or something. Maybe you have a muscle that's aching you. So again, request healing, and we'll see what the light chip can do for you for healing. So here we go. We're in this room, and there's many different types of light beam doctors there. And coming to us, we'll bring in one of the teams to the light beam here. And here they come. You could actually feel their energy coming down here. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Working with our eyes and our ears. So if you have any concerns there, request healing. Thank you. Okay, here we go again. Going into another location. And we'll be working with the bottom of our feet. The light beams, these are mainly the females, are going to be working with our toes, taking away stress, working with our shoulders. So just sit back. You may want to take your shoes off, maybe socks off, and you're going to feel your body become very relaxed in the next few minutes. Wonderful. We're working now on our neck. You may feel your neck relaxing, your shoulders. Also massaging the palm of our hands and our fingers. Working now with our internal organs. If you have any concerns there, just request the healing too. We'll be coming back from the light shift in a few minutes here. Good going into a special room. No, this is where your spirit was created. And I'll count to five as it walks into you. This is love comes walking in. It's very, very special. So take a deep breath. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And you should feel that contact, the energy come into your body now. This is your full spirit energy. You and your twin flame as one. The light shift. Here we go. I'm going to come back down. So I'm going to count to five as we come down. We're thanking our doctor teams. All the healings are between you and the light being doctors. And here we go. Coming down. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, everyone. Hopefully that was a wonderful experience for you. And if we've had any seers, I'd love you to call in to tell the people online that's hearing this program tonight what you found or saw or how you feel after the light shift healing. You can call in. We do accept calls. So, Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I'm here. Hello and welcome, everyone. And I hope you really enjoyed that wonderful healing on the light ship. And like Ron said, if you'd like to call in, that would be great also. And I'll give you the number to call in if you like. It's 888-815-9756. I'll say it one more time, 888-815-9756. You can also get that on the BBS site if you missed it. So please call in and ask Ron whatever questions you'd like to ask about the light ship, and we'll see what we can get into. So over to you, Ron.
Okay, so there's many rooms on the light shift. If you've been on the healing sessions before, you know that there's probably at least 40 that we go to. And we're having a special conference call coming up. It's the third Saturday of this month where we go to the light shift for 4 hours. The cost is $60, and we do water charging on that. And if you are interested in having water charging, we do have activations on the website. The cost is $1. You can go there and charge them a glass of water, or you can pay more to have additional waters charged up for you. You can put special light codes into it. You can also even have your jewelry charged up, different objects also, with two different pages for that. It's all very, very affordable, and people just love it. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I guess while we're waiting for caller to call in, I think a couple nights ago on the radio program, we had so many questions that we couldn't get to them all, and I made a note of a few of them that we weren't able to address. So, Ron, we had a question from one of the listeners, and they wanted to know about some of the clearings that you have listed on your website. Specifically the kinds that are called the mind looping or mind loop clearings, and what the difference is between the mind loop clearing number one and number two.
That's a great question. Number one mind looping is for people who tend to repeat the same phrases, who sort of like get stuck in a certain mindset and can't get out of it, okay? That's the mind loop number one. Mind loop number two, and this is how the dark side torments us, is to keep recycling these thoughts inside of our head. You probably have all known people who repeat the same phrases. They'll normally show it on TV or somebody in a psychiatric ward, you know, where they're actually talking over and over and over again about something. The mind loop number two is actually how the dark side connects to us as we go through the birthing process and come out to the earth here. So this is where you get stuck into the darkness energy. Remember, when you're in your mother, you're actually being connected to her spirit, which is light energy. So your spirit, which is light, and your mother's spirit, which is light, actually holds you in that light. And then all of a sudden, you get thrown into darkness down here. And this is what the mind loop number two clearing does, is release you from that agony, the torment that you've experienced, the traumas of being thrown into the darkness energy. So that's what the mind loop number two is. And that starts your process of the conditioning and the program that we go through. So back to you, Sylvia.
Oh, that was a beautiful explanation of those clearings, Ron, and it just really, really is so true how your spirit is just kind of, I guess, a little bit devastated coming into this earth plane and everything that's going on. And it just, you know, it does seem to hit you like a ton of bricks, you know. And it's very hard to not feel that, I guess, sadness or sorrow of coming into that heaviness and that density. So that, I understood you to say that's a kind of a way to lift that from people?
Yeah, that helps get rid of that trauma. Because the trauma itself imprints, and all of a sudden that kind of starts our roller coaster ride to the awareness of the darkness, which is what we recycle continuously throughout our lifetime here. So that does help to eliminate some of that trauma. Many traumas that we experience, you know, besides the birth trauma. But yes, that is a very nice clearing to have. And, you know, talking with many people, I do get people who say, yeah, I just didn't want to come here. You know, I was like kicking and screaming all the way down, you know, I was hanging on, and I just didn't want to come out, you know. So that's kind of comical, but it's, you know, very, very true for a lot of people. They've been here, done that. The spirit got forced into the body, and now it has to reincarnate, and it knows, you know, the hell that it's going to go through here through a whole lifetime. So it's it's very sad, remember, that we're on a dark planet here. But it was never created dark, but the darkness took over by the aliens, the ETs, and the ones that people have seen as far as sightings, whether they're ships that have been made on this planet here or extraterrestrial ones. To me, it really makes no difference. There's still sightings that people see. And are they helping us? Well, where are they? Hello? You know, a lot of lip services out there. But we still have economic troubles here. We have famine. We have people dying daily. And where are they? So anyway, back to you, Sylvia.
Well, I think we also had a question about a couple of the other clearings that are listed on your website, and one of them, I believe this was from Suzanne, and she was asking about what the Immaculate Conception clearing is and how that works.
Okay, that helps you with your body. It brings into your body more spirit energy so that your cells in your body and your physical body can actually have more light in a cellular structure. This is what this clearing does, and it's just a wonderful clearing. It just brings in light into you. It's kind of like, much like the light infusion chamber when you go into it, but it's the clearing that I work with you from, you know, throughout your complete lifetime here. So it's a very, very nice clearing. It's a very peaceful clearing, and you feel much better afterwards. Almost everything that I do deals with negativity. A few of the clearings I do enjoy doing because I am bringing in light into people versus taking away darkness. So it's one of the nicer ones that I love doing, along with the 4-in-1 session. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, there's some lovely comments on the fast chat from people that enjoyed the lightship clearing or healing. JJ says, beautiful. I felt the sacredness, love, and joy of the light beings on the light ship, and I am loved and wish I did not have to come back. That's wonderful, and I'm sure anybody who goes to the light ship usually feels that way. Let's see. And a couple other questions. There was a question the other day about what the sludge body clearing is all about.
Oh, boy. There's a lot of those. I think there's 6 sludge bodies. It's just the way the dark side interfaces you with the darkness. It's just energies that are around your body, and this is how the darkness comes into you. The main culprit, I think, is the jellyfish energy, and the jellyfish energy sits on top of your head, and that connects to your physical body. So if you're interested in having these clearings, I might be doing another session with these on a conference call, maybe in about a month and a half. But if not, you know, get on the website and go to the alien attack area. It's on the menu section, navigation link on the left, and go down and click on it. And it's only $30 a month to get these different extraterrestrial invisible life forms out of your physical body. And there's a lot of them. I think we have probably maybe a couple dozen or so listed, and it may even be more, but you can get these out of you, and if you do go on it, you must be very dedicated to doing this. Just going on once or twice is not going to really help you too much. You want to probably go on there for about 30 to 40 hours taking these things out of you, and you will feel better afterwards. After each session, you will feel better, but you can't take this lightly because this is not a game. This is really stuff that's in you, and your life almost depends on it to get them out. So back to you, Sylvia.
Maybe we can talk about just a few of the specifics about that website clearing in just a minute. I want to bring up another question that's on the fast chat tonight from Marie, and the question is, if entities act on our behalf, why can't we use our willpower to stop it?
Well, your willpower can get them out of you with your willpower. You have to have your spirit get them out. So I guess I'll ask you the question. Have you got all entities out of your body? Have you done this every half an hour of each day to get rid of them? I would say most people would say, no, I do it once a week for like 5 minutes. Well, that's not enough. So you can get them out, but you have to stay on it because there's, you know, billions of these things out there. And they all come into us trying to experience life through us. So if you're not doing it every, every half an hour or so to get them out of your body, then you're going to be getting more of them. Remember, they only come into you because you're not in your body fully. So, like I say, you know, whose fault is that? It's not the light chip's fault. It's not anybody else around you's fault. It's your own, basically, because you're not, you know, honoring your body temple and getting rid of these energies that are not supposed to be in your body. These are either extraterrestrial energies in you and or they're entities, and they'll come in because you're not in your body. Remember, if you meditate, you may go out of your body. You're inviting them into you. Just think if you did a meditation and you got a couple thousand of them in you in a half an hour of time. Well, it'll take you a long time to release them. So, how much do you love your body temple? This is the whole thing. Do you choose to get yourself cleaned out of all of these entities that are in you? And if you do, then, you know, start working on it. Yes, you are empowered to do that. That's your spirit to do it. I would say, since we have done this on conference calls, and you're on the light ship for normally a whole week of time in between them, and they're still working with us, if you did it yourself, it might take you maybe half of your lifetime to get them out of you. So you are empowered to do that, which is why the calls are so important to you. But you can sit down and do it, and it will work for you. Just, know that it's going to be a lifelong mission for you, probably continuously, to get yourself more whole in your body. Back to you, Sylvia.
So I know that on your the website that you're talking about, the clearing that's available there for $30 a month, which is amazing, and that particular page has so many different types of clearings on it, like you were talking about the parasites, the ET parasites that get lodged in the body and actually attack it. And there's also a section on shapeshifters. And I thought you could maybe explain that to people, what those are and how that works and how it is that we can have that kind of energy in our body.
Yeah, a very good question. Well, shapeshifters are actually extraterrestrial life forms. These are beings that are like your spirit. And they're actually stronger as far as their presence than your spirit. Maybe your spirit will not materialize physically, okay, where these shapeshifters do materialize physically. And so what they are is a physical life form, an alien life form that comes into your body, and they kind of like cloak themselves inside of your body, maybe just underneath your skin, and they don't become visible. And once in a while, they do come out, and people can see them walking around. And when that happens, you may, you know, have an experience that you wish you probably haven't seen, but they are here. Just think of some of the movies that you've seen on TV and sci-fi where you see these extraterrestrial life forms. Well, those are what you would call shapeshifters. You know, on there we have some shapeshifters, you know, the red-eyed monsters, we'll call them, the ones with the devil horns, etc. There's lizards, reptilians. You may have seen those yourself or heard about them. Well, these are in people. So that's one other type of life form. And like I said, it's actually a life form as opposed to your spirit, which is invisible. These are actually physical beings. And it's much like what you have up in the sky, the cloud ships. And the cloud ships are cloaked in the clouds, and the clouds form around these UFOs. And these UFOs transmit to humanity mind control patterns. So it's another agenda thing, but, you know, aside from that, people do have life forms inside of them, and you want to get them out. If you ever watch somebody's eyes change, and they look like somebody else's eyes, besides a human eye, where they're all black, you know they had a shapeshifter inside of them, and that's not too good. And that website will help them get released from you. So there's many, many things on there. It's a bargain for a dollar a day, and I would definitely recommend going on it, because if you want to get whole in your body with your spirit, this is what's needed for you to do this process. So back to you, Sylvia. And like I said, you don't want to take it lightly as you get on this particular page. You know, only get on it if you're really interested in helping yourself. You know, I personally would tell you not to waste your money just to do it once or twice to say, yeah, I did this, because it's not going to really help you, what, you know, at all, because there's so much inside of us here breaching our spiritual integrity, destroying our spirit and our life here. So if you really want to, you know, do work for yourself, then get on that and hit it all the time, as much as you can. So that's my only advice to you. It's here to help you, but naturally everybody has their own consciousness and what they choose to do with their life. But if you are willing to come forward and to really honor your physical body and honor your spirit, this is one way that you can do that. Remember, your spirit also is entangled up in these life forms. So by doing this healing, you're going to be doing spirit healing on yourself also. And you can select your body and also your spirit. So it all depends, you know, how you feel about this. Some people don't really care too much. And like I said, if you only want to get on it once or twice, between me and you, don't even waste your money, because it probably won't help you. You want to hit this website probably an hour or two a day, and you probably want to be on it for a long time. People who feel better, they're on it for probably like 3 or 4 hours a day, doing different types of clearings, taking off them alien races, taking off them websites that they visited in the past, taking off them practitioners that they have seen and been to that work in the darkness, but they think they work in the light. And all of a sudden, they start having their life change. They start feeling better about themselves, and the darkness starts to leave them. So, you know, if you're one of those people who are listening and really want to work on yourself and to get these alien life forms off of you, remember, if you're dealing with collective consciousness, if you're dealing with universal mind energy, which is what's here, which is the darkness, you know, it's in all the books that you read typically, how to create your reality. This is a new thing now in the last, you know, New Age movement, which started in the 1900s, basically. So maybe the last 100 years before Ascension, they come out. The darkness comes out to talk to the people and to get them to stop to do the Ascension, so that they sidetrack you and give you false information. So, you know, this is why they're here. So if you're willing to do the work, you know, you must do it, and it has to be done. It's not a twinkling of the eye, or like a little fairy tale wand where, you know, it's going to happen because your neighbor worked on it themselves and they're going to help you. No, you have to work on yourself. So back to you, Sylvia.
And there are so many ways that you can do this that Ron has done to make things easy for people by providing this on the website. For example, you can actually start a clearing of one of these, you know, you just select whichever one of these things you'd like to work on, and then you can actually set that clearing up to run for an 8-hour period of time. And you can have that, you know, if you're working at your desk, you can have it to one side and just have it working. You can put it on before you go to bed at night and have it working throughout the night. So it's really been made very possible for us to do these clearings, which is wonderful. And there's another page on the website, too, that works in a similar way, where the light beings come through the light being picture on the website to do the healing. And it's the object activation and other activations part of the website. And you can go on, for example, and take a bottle of water. Maybe before you go to work in the morning, you want to get a bottle of water. You know, maybe a quart or even a half gallon, and you can activate that water with whatever it is that you feel that you need for that day, and you just put in your request, or you can select, you know, from a drop-down menu, and you can actually every day get exactly what you personally need for you in that water. That's a wonderful way to use the website also. Or you can use, you know, a pendant or a ring or an article of clothing or whatever you feel like you would like to have that divine energy activated into for your use. So that's pretty incredible. I know a lot of people have written in with results from that.
So there's many things that you can do. Pendant charging to ward off some of these alien attacks. You can put the light beam energy right into it. That can help you. You can drink the divine drinking water, put light codes into it. You can ask for protection from that. Remember, they can only do so much for you, but whatever they do will help you somewhat. Remember, the dark side has many ways to get into your energetic system. They created you. And so you have to remember that you're a walking computer program, okay? And, you know, your hard drive has many programs that can be run at different times. And the light ship is here to help you as much as it can, but it's up to you to step forward to start eliminating your program. And by doing so, you're going to have a much better life. And this is why the website is up, so you can go in there and meet these aliens head on. Remember, if the aliens weren't here, we would have a wonderful life here. This would be love and light on this planet. The aliens caused the downfall of the Earth. And unfortunately, people have been trapped here for, you know, maybe 100,000 years or so, maybe even longer. But aside from that, you know, it's up to you to do your work to get on the website. There's many tools there for you, and you do need help. The books that say you can do it all yourself is a bunch of garbage. Nobody can do it themselves. It's completely impossible. But the darkness will tell you that. So the books are written by people who channel the darkness energies, and they'll tell you whatever you want to believe and then give you a self-fulfilling prophecy to validate it. As long as you work in mind energy, not in the heart, there's plenty of self-fulfilling prophecies out there, and this is what you have to be careful of. Always go to your heart to see what practitioner you want to go to. Ask your spirit, because it will not bridge or connect to these energies. And, you know, it's up to you to know that and to be able to have discernment. If you use your mind for discernment, it'll take you right into the dark energy. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so I think we had a question from, I believe it was Cindy earlier this evening on the fast chat. I'm not able to see the question right now, but it had to do with if there are any kinds of clearings that typically, you know, someone who might have maybe a thyroid imbalance or some type of autoimmune type of dysfunction, if there are any particular clearings that you would recommend that they would get that may help them with those issues.
Well, the first thing is you must have your emotional body clearing. So that's number one. If you have that already, then the next one that I would probably get, if you just want to deal with that issue only, would be to go to a sensory clearing. That's your past life's emotional traumas. Get that out of the way, because that's stuff that will pop up, you know, in your history. The next thing is you probably want to go to the infection body, do that one. And you want to do the mind of the body. So there's four clearings for you right there that could possibly help you. And I'm sure there's much more that you could do. The one that we did the other night is now online. It's a, you know, whole life clearing, starts at your current age and goes back to conception. And that's the cellular mind, I believe, clearing. So that's brand new on the website. And that's an awesome clearing that gets rid of the negativity in your cells, basically. We had a short sampling last night of it. It was very, very rough. A lot of energy. I had to do it, I think, about six times. If you want to listen to the archives from the last show, which was on Friday, and the date was 5/8, in case you're listening to this on an archive, just go on to that and you can have a little experience of that clearing. If you do go on the website to do it, I would recommend probably doing it about 10 times and get the unlimited clearing also with that. Back to you, Sylvia.
We had a question from Marie, and that's about, you know, if you use the online clearings for the eight-hour period overnight, do you have to sleep in the same room with the computer?
You probably wouldn't have to. I would leave the light being up on your monitor screen, though. Most people have laptops now, so, you know, just redo your settings so that you don't have a screensaver come on or have your screen get blanked out. And just leave the light being on to be the conduit for the healing. The healing will still work without the light being on, but I think it would probably be a little more effective for you. So it'll still work. But myself, if I had a choice, I would, you know, unplug the computer, you know, if you can, get a longer cord for your internet connection and put it in your bedroom. And you could also, if it's too bright for you, just put a cloth over the monitor screen or something to dampen the light down. Back to you, Sylvia.
Yeah, and I think, you know, if you go into your computer in the control panel and you go to the power options, then you can adjust your settings so that you can, you know, keep the screensaver function from coming on and blocking the light beam. So that works pretty well. So we have just a few minutes left, Ron. Can we talk a bit about tomorrow's clearing, and is there still time for someone to take part in that 8 hours, the 8 hour clearing session tomorrow?
Yeah, just give me a phone call or an email. Either way, you can get on it. If you're a first time person on the calls, it's $150 for an 8 hour healing session. If you've been on the previous calls, it's $100. So if you're on it for the first time and you want to have your husband or wife come on, it's half price for them. If you have any children, children means people that are still living in your house, typically, you know, I'd consider children of, we'll say, 18 years and under, okay, which is kind of large, big children, but anybody who's still going, say, to high school on down, they would be free. So if you've been on the call before, then naturally it's $100, and then your husband, spouse would be $50 for the call. So, you know, it's just a wonderful way, very affordable for people to have a healing. And for 8 hours of work, man, it's quite something. And don't think that 8 hours is going to bore you to death, because the time goes by very, very quickly. And I also do many, many people, I think I've got about maybe a dozen on last time, who are on absentee. They couldn't show up for the whole call or even for part of the call. I have people across the country here, and also, you know, across the earth, we'll say, doing the call too, absentee. Just give me your name, you know, send me a check or use PayPal, and from there I can put you on the call, and you will be worked with once they have that information. So it's not necessary to be on the call at all or for all of the 8 hours of time, but most people are on it because they want to know what's happening. So, and you will feel energies move in your body as these things get released, and it's the way that you can regain your consciousness back again. If anybody has anything, voices inside of their head, remember these entities are ghosts, they body hop, they change your personality, they can give you addiction. Give your body physical harm. They can kill you. So, you know, it's just good to get them out of you. So this is the whole thing. So I'll be doing this call tomorrow and also the following Sunday. So hope to see you all on this call. That's probably one of the more important things you can do in your lifetime here. So it's very, very affordable. So back to you, Sylvia.
Yeah, and I don't know if you mentioned it also, but it's wonderful for your pets that are living with you. A lot of people have had wonderful results with their pets, and they just love, you know, going to the light ship and usually just come around and, you know, relax and lay down and enjoy the divine energies working with them as well. So it's a wonderful gift for them, to help them out with whatever situations they have going on. And, boy, it's just been a really fast night tonight, Ron. I can't believe our time has already passed.
Yeah, it sure has. Remember, when you're in the moment, this is how quick time goes. So if you're thinking about the call, tomorrow being 8 hours long, this show has been an hour show, basically, 50 minutes, 55 minutes, and it's 8 hours does not appear to be that long for you. So I guess we'll just sign off here, and our next show is going to be Monday at 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern, and hopefully I'll see all of you on the very special conference call tomorrow. It starts at 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, or 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock Eastern, and it's 8 hours in length. You break every hour for a short time, maybe 3 to 5 minutes to walk around. So, and we also do a lot of water charging to help get rid of these entities. So I guess I'll just sign off here, saying blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening. Good night, everybody.
Blessings, everyone, and good night.